The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. These familiar words, which in days long ago began and in days yet to come will begin our Eucharist services, come from the second letter of Paul to the congregation at the ancient city of Corinth. Okay, Corinth is 83 kilometers west of that capital of the ancient peoples of Greece and of the modern peoples of Greece, Athens. And Paul went there on one of his journeys and established a group of followers of Jesus, a church, who would take seriously the words of Jesus and hold on to the gifts of his death and resurrection. A group of God's great family who would meet regularly and pray and preach and heal and prophesy of the good future God has for the world through Jesus Christ. These are the words written right at the conclusion of this letter, chapter 13, verse 13, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Grace. Like every idea that is important and matters, grace is a very difficult thing to describe. It can mean so many different things, both in the ancient world and in our world. Grace, for instance, can mean favor or luck, as in, aren't you so glad I have graced you with my presence? Grace also means thanks, as in, let us bow our heads before we eat and say grace. It means sweet or gentle, as in, that child is sure full of grace, or, wow, that dancer sure was graceful. It means blessing, as in 2 Corinthians 13:13, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all, be with you all. And grace also means generosity, as in 2 Corinthians 8:7, our reading this morning. Now, Paul writes, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous or gracious undertaking. A brief context to our reading. Paul is writing to a congregation he founded in Corinth to appeal to their generosity, their graciousness, so that they might give financial aid to help the followers of Jesus who are experiencing a famine in Jerusalem. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7, and here I paraphrase, dear siblings in Christ, dear church, you know you are amazing. I know you are amazing. God knows you are amazing. And I am proud to say this. You are at the top of your class in your faith, in your conversation, in your ability to understand the mysteries of God, in your edge of the seat readiness to get things done. Dear siblings in Christ, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7, and I'm still paraphrasing. I probably should not be writing this, but you are my star pupils, my pets, my favorites. Yes, you are amazing. And so again, I probably don't have to write this because you are so great at everything, but I will. Dear siblings in Christ, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7, and I paraphrase, as you are already amazing, I want you also to act amazing. Don't be amazing, do amazing. Make space for your amazing to become an action word. Be generous, be full of grace. Give me some money so I can take it to Jerusalem and buy food for your other siblings in Christ who are hungry. Be generous, be gracious. Make space in your heart for those who are in need. And here is my definition of grace, what I think it means. Grace is space. Say it with me. Grace is space. Let me explain this in three ways. Grace, first of all, is that space that God made at the very beginning so that everything that is not God, could be made. Out of God's eternal love, God made room for us. God was complete in God's self. God was full and lacked nothing, but God was full of love, and so out of that love made space for creation. Everything that exists, it exists because God made space. Grace is space. God made room for you and for me, for mountains and trees, for animals and stars, for all that is seen and unseen. Grace is the space within we, in which we all live and move and have our being. I wonder how you live and move in the space the grace God has made. I wonder how you exercise your ability to be alive and to dream and to wonder and to yearn and to hope. That's the first way I can describe grace. It is the space God makes out of love so that we can live. The second way I can describe grace is that it is also the space Jesus makes so we can find new life. Grace is the space for spiritual renewal, for spiritual growth and well-being, for new life and healing and hope. Grace is the space we are given so that we can turn to God and confess those things we are holding so hardly onto in our hearts, to confess our fears, our doubts, our angers, our sadness, our secrets, our sins, and our triumphs. Grace is the space Jesus made on the cross so that we have room to untangle ourselves from the brutal systems of this world, those systems that perpetuate violence and dull our senses. Grace is the space Christ gives us so we have the freedom of new perspectives and the breathing room to make changes in our lives. For it is by grace we are saved. It is by the gift of space that God brings us out of one way of living into another way of living. I wonder if you've experienced this space, this grace. I wonder if you are in need of this space, this grace. I wonder if after COVID we will take advantage of the spaces God makes for us in life to find the spiritual nourishment, the healing, the forgiveness, and all those other things that bring us into new life and new relationship with God, with this world, with our neighbors. This is the second way I like to describe grace. Grace is space. And here's the third. Grace is the space we make in our hearts and our homes, in our churches and in our bubbles, so that others find the healing and nourishment and companionship they are starving for. Grace is the space God makes so that we can have life. Grace is space, and grace is the space we make around us so that others can have the same sort of life God has given us. Now, as you excel in everything, Paul writes, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking, this gracious undertaking. Paul, when he founded the congregation in Corinth 2,000 years ago, did three things. He taught them about the primary grace of God that made space in this world so that the Corinthians might be children of God. He taught them of the secondary grace of God who made space in the hearts and minds of the Corinthians so that they might find new life in the way of Jesus. And here, the third thing, the great mystery, the mystery the ancients uncovered so long ago, Paul also taught the ancient Corinthians so that they too could participate in the space making that God does by making space of their own. Spaces that grow ever wider and deeper and higher so that all God's children might benefit from the generosity, the graciousness of God and of our hearts. Space for the hungry, space for the thirsty, space for the unloved and abandoned, space for the lonely, space, dear God, yes, space for the sinner, space for the saint, space for the Jew in the old Christian language, space for the Greek as well. Space for the spectrum of gender, space for the rich, space for the poor, so that we might all benefit from one another and have equanimity, equality, learn from one another, grow together in the household of God. I wonder, who do you need to make space for today? Who does the church need to make space for today? To whom do you need to offer grace? To whom does the church need to offer grace? Grace is space. Do we need to listen today? Do we need to acknowledge something today? Do we need to make room for something or someone in our life today? And if you have a hard time picturing who you need to make space for today, let me help you out. The person, the people you need to make space for are the people who are the most repugnant to you. The person, the people you need to make space for are the people you are most uncomfortable to be around. The person, the people you need to be gracious to make space for are the people you are most angry with or scared of. Grace is space. Make room for others as Christ made room for you. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen.